This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, on Wednesday, the Senate passed a $7.6 billion appropriations bill, and the House passed it on Friday.
That's right. The bill now heads to the governor, who is said to be in agreement with the various spending priorities outlined in this bill. This bill mimics some of what we've seen coming out of the special session and working through the regular session in terms of providing pay raises to teachers, to state employees, and to education support personnel. Throughout the rest of the budget, there is no agency that receives a reduction in its appropriations for the upcoming fiscal year. And in some cases, agencies get a bit more money to meet some of their obligations and responsibilities.
That is remarkable that most agencies would receive some kind of an increase. Who stands to get the most?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. A number of agencies involved in the healthcare field see some of the money that they have lost, not just in the past year, but over several previous years, restored in order to make sure that nursing homes remain open and that various healthcare providers see some of the reductions that have taken place in their provider fees restored. There is also approximately $11 million going to support the criminal justice reform efforts that have been approved, as well as some money going into education. It's some growth, but not as much as others had hoped for.
Some agencies made large requests for additional funding, and they're likely to come away somewhat disappointed.
That's true in a large number of cases. Almost every one of these appropriations is a standstill budget once you back out the money related to the state employee pay raises and the education pay raises. The Department of Corrections, for example, had asked for a $1 billion increase in its budget, part of which is to build two new prisons. Not only did they not receive the additional $1 billion, but at this point there's no plan online to build those additional prisons. The same can be said for almost every other agency. While there is some growth, some recovery, it does not bring the state back up to where it was several years ago. And in fact, Senate Appropriations Chair Kim David pointed out that if you look at this budget, which on paper is the largest in terms of dollars, $7.6 billion, on a per capita basis, it is less than what agencies were receiving in 2009. And she noted that per capita basis is important because it is to the citizens of the state of Oklahoma that these funds are ultimately providing services.
It appears there is less reliance on agency savings accounts, called revolving funds, to provide one-time budget fixes. So how were they able to find enough money besides appropriating additional dollars for education?
Well, much of the additional money in this budget comes from House Bill 1010XX, which was approved during the special legislative session. They have also tapped a number of cash sources, in fact, one-time money. But what is unique about this budget is that in 2019, it turns around and pays that money back. It's cash that's needed for the Ad Valorem Reimbursement Fund that helps out school districts in areas where there are manufacturing firms that take advantage of the manufacturing ad valorem tax credit. This will allow the schools to be paid, but it also pays back the funds from which the money is being borrowed.
Sean, it seems legislators are serious about ending the session early. By law, they must be finished by May 25th this year, but it looks like it could be considerably sooner.
In order to do that, they have a lot of work to be done. But keep in mind, we probably will not see them adjourn formally sine die. What they want to do is leave the session open in the event the governor vetoes a piece of legislation that they want to come back and attempt to override, or some other issue develops which they need to address. Senate President Pro Tem Scholz said, lawmakers would likely take up a resolution that outlines how the process would work for the remainder of the month. After May 4th, we very well may not see them on the floor of the House and the Senate. And then on May 25th, the legislative session would automatically adjourn.
All right, Sean, thanks.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org, or you can contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.